Democrats acknowledge defeat in debt negotiations, urge members to vote yes anyway. By Paul Bois on May 28, 2023. Some Democrat leaders have acknowledged some of the losses in the debt ceiling negotiations and have urged their fellow members to vote yes anyway. According to congressional reporter Max Cohen, former House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, has been urging his colleagues to vote yes despite some of their misgivings. Despite these setbacks, we must save the American economy from Republicans' irresponsible and radical plans to impose a damaging default. The failure to do so would have catastrophic impacts on every American, every family, and the global economy, Hoyer reportedly said. We cannot allow the American people to shoulder the dire consequences of Republicans' inability and unwillingness to govern. That's why I urge my colleagues to join me in supporting this compromise legislation and to bring an end to this needless economic turmoil, he added. As Breitbart News reported, Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated some key concessions on the debt limit deal. Republicans are poised to deliver big, consequential change in Washington. Soon, we will vote for a responsible debt limit agreement that stops Democrats' reckless spending, claws back unspent COVID funds, blocks Biden's new tax schemes, and much, much more, current House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said when announcing the bill. The debt limit deal is a dramatic victory for Speaker McCarthy and House Republicans. Before they passed their history-changing bill, no one would have believed it possible to cut spending, reestablish work requirements, reform permitting for energy and infrastructure and more, hailed former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Some Republicans, such as Senator Lindsey Graham, SC, have expressed concern over portions of the bill, such as defense spending. I respect Kevin McCarthy. I want to raise the debt ceiling. It would be irresponsible not to do it. I want to control spending. I'd like to have a smaller IRS. I'd like to claw back the unused COVID money. And I know you can't get to perfect, but what I will not do is adopt the Biden defense budget and call it a success, Graham said on Fox News Sunday. Kevin said the defense is fully funded. If we adopt the Biden defense budget, it increases defense spending below inflation. A 3.2 increase is below inflation. The Biden defense budget takes Navy from 298 ships to 291, at time when China is going to increase their Navy by almost a third, he added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.